The 21st Century Cures Act would dedicate $1.75 billion for the National Institutes of Health in each of the next 5 years. That money would be divided into grants to places such as Purdue's Center for Cancer Research. Marietta Harrison is the center's associate director. She says the grant money would be essential to a funding stream that's down about 20% in the last few years, leaving researchers with about a 10% chance of getting funded by the federal government.
Used to be that you had like a 1 in 3 chance of getting your grant on the first time. Now it's almost zero on the first time, and the 10% usually comes on your second try. So you are spending an enormous amount of time writing grants rather than doing the actual research.
Harrison says the legislation and the funding that comes with it would re-energize the research process, allowing more ideas to be developed and encouraging greater collaboration. The measure easily cleared the House, with only two of Indiana's representatives, Congressman Marlon Stutzman and Todd Rokita, voting against it. It's now in the U.S. Senate. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.